Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pleased to be joined by Jeff Blum on Radio Row here in Houston, where we can get to some basketball. But it's convenient for me coming from Chicago because Final Four Radio Row, and then right down the street we have White Sox and Astros to kick off the season tonight. Last year was a major, and you're of course on the call for radio for Astros broadcasting, but it was a major disappointment for the White Sox last year. Jose Abreu, one of the best players in franchise history, is now a member of the Houston Astros. There were some additions, but what was your perspective on that Sox season last year?
I think you can take it all the way back to the hiring of Tony La Russa, unfortunately. I've played against Tony La Russa a bunch. I realize he's a great manager. I think he's had his day. He's got his plaque. But I didn't understand the fit. You know, it's not archaic. It's just a different philosophy. And I'm not sure if it mixed well with some of the youth that the White Sox have developed. I know that Rick Hahn, Kenny Williams, and they've done such a good job of drafting and developing. And they formulated a plan and followed it. And they got those guys to the big leagues. You got a great core, you know, with the Andrew Vaughns, who's a Cal guy, which I appreciate. And then Tim Anderson, who I think is one of the best shortstops in the game. And building around those guys and keeping them healthy, Luis Robert, Eloy Jimenez, Makata, if you can keep those guys healthy, I think you're going to be able to produce some runs. But you always need that pitching to overachieve. And now you've got Dylan Cease at the top of that. He's definitely a Cy Young candidate. But I think Grifol is going to do a good job of kind of reinvigorating or giving the energy back to these guys and allowing them maybe to be who they should be and go out there and play a little more freely. So hopefully this is a turnaround for them.
You didn't spend a ton of time in Chicago with the White Sox, but you left your mark, of course, at the ballpark down the street with your World Series go-ahead home run, which, you know, puts you down in White Sox history. Fans love you, all of that. So you understand the fan base despite, I think you played 31 games for the White Sox that season. But again, you left your mark, Jeff. So it's been a very frustrating stretch here for White Sox fans where last year it was World Series hope. There was real hope that that was a team that could do some damage in the postseason. Didn't happen, really, the past couple of years. But do you think La Russa was made a weight on the roster a little bit? What did you hear?
Well, I think sometimes that, you know, in good ways, like in 05, Ozzie Guillen could take the attention away of the ball club in a positive way and kind of divert some of the negativity that we saw towards the end of the season with the resurgence of Cleveland, the Indians at the time, and the Minnesota Twins were kind of charging. But Ozzie's craziness kind of diverted a lot of the media attention away. But I think a lot of the attention was taken away from this current team and put on Tony La Russa. So, I think that kind of distracted and maybe, it took some of the energy away from that ball club where they felt the attention should have been on how good they are. And I think that, it's experience, it's being in there. I think having a full season of Tim Anderson healthy and productive on the field will be a good thing and provide them a little bit of a spark. But again, it's all about health, and that's one thing I saw last year with the Houston Astros, is you can have these big names. You can have the pieces in the right spot. But if they're not healthy and producing, you're not going to be anywhere. So being healthy is always a key factor in a baseball season.
The Astros have been such a powerhouse. It's just to pass, what is it, six straight ALCSs coming off the World Series win. Other than having a ton of talent in those core players, what just keeps working for this organization?
You know what? There's a lot of vitriol aimed at the Astros. Yeah. And, I kind of look back to my days of watching the NBA when the Lakers, Pistons, Bulls, some of those teams where they were kind of aggressive. And the Detroit Pistons kind of just took that crown of being the heel of the league or being that antagonist and kind of ran with it and used it to their effectiveness. And I think that's what the Astros have kind of done. And I don't understand it, because if I was rolling into a stadium and I was getting incessantly booed and berated, I'm not sure how I'd handle it. But these guys seem to thrive off it, and they've kind of channeled it into a galvanizing type of ball club and character, and they go out there and play games. They just love driving people nuts, and that's really kind of created a different chip on their shoulder in the sense that everybody's motivated to put up their individual numbers, but it feels like once you put on that Houston, you know, that H and that star on your hat, all of a sudden you just turn into this unit that wants to go out there and produce for each other, support each other, and it's unlike anything I've ever seen, because like you said, I was on that 05 World Series team, and there was probably not a tighter, crazier team than I've ever been on in my life, and now I'm watching a different version, a more subdued version, but a similar version to that, where it just kind of, everybody was pushing in the same direction. When we were on the field, we were all supporting each other. None more evident than that World Series when everybody jumped out of the dugout at the same time to celebrate. So these guys really enjoy being that, you know, the bad boys of baseball with that target on their back.
What was that 05 clubhouse like with the White Sox?
It was crazy. You know, I went from San Diego. I got traded from San Diego that season right at the All-Star break, or right at the trade deadline, I'm sorry. And I went from, you know, a really family-oriented, kind of just cool, laid back. I mean, we were prototypical San Diegans. And we played hard on the field, but then I get traded to Chicago. And I already knew Ozzie because I played against him, and he was my third base coach in Montreal. So I had experience, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be a little bit more wild than a Bruce Bochy team. And we got out there, and, you know, A.J. Pierzynski's on the team, Aaron Rowan, Scott Podsednik, Joe Creedy. There was a certain swagger, but it wasn't that, you know, the chains out or, you know, the bling to it. It was more of this, you know, blue-collar, I'm gonna pound as many beers as I can every night, and then I'm gonna pound on you the next day. And that's
Mark Burley, maybe a couple during a game.
I was gonna say, and well, that was the funny thing is, you know, you try in the high five line after some of our wins. There were some starting pitchers that would whiff on the high fives because they were seeing three hands at a time. But I think that's what made us special is that we got after it as hard on the field as we did off the field, and it produced a winner. But that was a great team, and we still keep in touch. You know, I still talk to PK every once in a while. You know, obviously. See A.J. Pierzynski every once in a while, and we text all the time because we're in the same business now, but it's a lot of fun to go back there and see a lot of those people and some of the management out there.
All right, I'd be remiss if I don't ask you, and I'm sure you've talked about it a billion times, so walk us through game three. Game is tied, 14th inning. You get the call from the bench from Ozzie.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be me. You know, not too many people know that, but I was sitting down there, and in the 13th inning, Pablo Ozuna and myself were the two left on the roster, and I think the hitter was coming up fifth or sixth that inning, and Ozzie says, Blummer, if the pitcher comes up, you're going to hit for him. So I had my batting gloves, elbow guard, shin guard. I was ready to go. And obviously we've been ready since the fifth inning, and now it's the 13th inning. But Pablo Ozuna was going to go into second base for Tadahito Iguchi on the double switch. And for whatever reason, Ozzie looks up at me and goes, you're going to go to second base. So I come in on the double switch. I'm hitting third in the top of the 14th. Jermaine Dye gets another damn base hit, and Konerko, this sounds terrible, but thank God hit into a double play, because all I'm thinking about is how am I going to lay down a bunt and move these two guys up in my only World Series at bat. So I was kind of relaxed after it was two outs and just me standing at the plate, and obviously, you know, history took care of itself.
Real quick, national champion here at the Final Four, who are you picking?
I'm going with UConn. And, you know, truth be told, I've got a daughter at Arkansas, and I'm on the must bus. So I've been following Arkansas basketball pretty good. I was proud of them for beating Kansas. And then, you know, maybe a little karma after the shirt came off, and UConn ran right through them. So I'm going to go with UConn to win this thing.
Jeff Blum, thank you for the time.
Oh, good to be on in Chicago.